Hi guys, and welcome back to another video. In today's episode, I'm going to be showing you how to use the Filmy AI platform on your mobile phone. I'm also going to be showing you how to connect it with the Handy Toy. So enough waffling from me, let's get into the video. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always. And as I said at the start of the video, I will be showing you how to use the Filmy AI platform on your mobile device. And I'm going to show you how to connect your Handy Toy. If you don't know what the Filmy AI platform is, then you're in the right place. If you enjoy porn and you want your toy to react, then this is the platform for you. The Filmy AI platform uses AI technology to track what's going on a porn site. It then processes that information and sends it to your sex toy. It's extremely easy to use, so enough waffling from me, let's get into the video.
Okay, the first thing you need to do is go onto your Google or your iPhone account on your mobile device and download and install the Field Connect app. Once all that has been done, now you need to head over to the Filmy AI website. Once there, you're going to need to create an account, and you do that by clicking on sign up at the bottom of the page. Next, you're going to have to enter in your email address and create a password. Once you have read the terms and conditions and the privacy policy, click on the sign up button. You'll then be sent a verification code to your email address. Once you've entered in the code, click on the submit button and it will have verified your account. You'll be then taken to the Filmy AI dashboard. If you want to see how to use the PC version, then check out the video in the top right hand side of the screen. Now what we need to do is go back over to our mobile phone, and in the Google or iPhone store, type in Video Watcher. The one we need to download and install is this one here, which is the Video Watcher browser. You will need this installed as you won't be able to use the Filmy AI platform without it. Once downloaded and installed, we're next going to open it. You'll be then taken to the login page where you need to enter in your email address and your password. Once all those account details have been put in, all you need to do is click on the login button. You'll then be taken to the Filmy AI dashboard, which will show you a screen with a user's guide on how to connect your toy. To connect a toy, all you need to do is click on the Bluetooth icon at the bottom of the screen with the orange dot. If you've previously connected a toy before, it will give you a choice of which one you want to connect with. If you have previously connected your toy, all you need to do is click on the toggle next to the name. It will take a second or two to connect, and once it has, it will say it's connected. If you haven't connected a toy before, you'll need to click on Connect Device. You'll then be asked whether you want to connect your toy via Wi-Fi or via Bluetooth. As we are connecting the Handy Toy, we need to select Wi-Fi. You'll also be asked to enter in your connection code for your Handy Toy. You can find this within the Handyverse app. Once inside, it's a good opportunity now to connect your toy. So I'm going to click on the error button in the top right hand side of the screen, and it's going to connect to my toy. Once it has connected, you'll see the sync adjustment window. Towards the bottom of that window, there is a button that says copy key. Give this a click and it will copy your connection key. Now head back over to the Filmy AI app and paste it into the connection key box. Once you've done that, click the submit button. It will do a very quick search for your toy, and once it's found it, it will be displayed on the screen. All you need to do now is click on continue. Now with our toy connected, you can see we've been taken back to our main Filmy AI dashboard. The two arrows in the bottom left of our screen are for flicking through pages that we've got open. We can click on these at any time and be taken to a page that we've been on before. The green line running across the page is an indication that the AI is activated. More on this later in the video. The next button we're going to click on is the cog in the bottom right of our screen. This is our settings page. In here, you can pause your device at any time, set it to autopilot, clear your browser history, and check your privacy policy. For those wondering what autopilot is and auto control, it's when the toy is not being used. You can set it so it has some vibration just to keep you aroused. We're now going to go back to the main homepage, and this time we're going to click in the bottom right hand side, which is our tabs. These tabs are pages that we recently visited. We can open these up and use them as a normal web browser. These are the pages that we use the arrows for in the bottom left of our screen. If at any time you want to change which toy is connected to your app, all you need to do is click on the connection button in the bottom middle of the page. So what we're going to do now is go back to the main dashboard, and we're going to click in the top left hand side, the three lines. In here, you can check your system messages in your inbox. You can check and change your toy connection, and you can also see which channels are available available to you. Here you'll be able to find a list of sites that are compatible with the Filme AI platform. Going back to the menu on the left hand side, if there's anything I've not covered in this video, you can always check the frequently asked page. And if it's not covered in there, you can always contact the Filme AI team. If at any time you need to change your password or see your account details, click in the top right hand side of the screen. So you'll probably be quite pleased to hear at the moment that that is all the technical stuff over and done with. The only thing left to show you is how to use the toy with a video. So for that, we're going to click in the bottom right hand side of our screen and we're going to click on the tabs button. So in the address bar, I'm going to type in Pornhub. And I'm going to choose a video at random. Once a page has loaded and we're in the action of the video, we'll see a green line appear across the screen. This is the indication that the AI is working and it's sending signals to our toy. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos.
So there you have it. That's how you use the Filme AI platform on your mobile device and how to connect your handy toy. I found the Filme platform really good. I've enjoyed using it with cam sites and I've also liked watching different porn on it. It has opened my eyes up to so many more porn sites. If I have inspired you to sign up to the Filme AI platform or you decide you want to buy a handy toy, there is a link in the description below. It is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of their profits if you choose to sign up or buy. If you have got any questions, feel free to come and drop them in the comments box below on my blog or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in the description below. That's it for this video, guys. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button. Until next time, peace out.